Hi there. My name is John White, and I am the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss black swans and how terror strikes with author and podcaster Joseph M. Leonard. Our promise at theworldwidethreat.com is to do our very best to provide up-to-date, expert information and news on each topic, plus to provide a free action guide with written and video content that can be downloaded by our followers each week. You know what? A black swan is a metaphor or a concept used to describe an event that is unexpected and has significant consequences. The term is derived from a historical belief that swans were white until black swans were discovered in Australia. An example is you are living on an earthquake fault line in California and just put it out of your mind that there could ever be a serious earthquake. Well, then all of a sudden, a 6 on the Richter scale hits and you go, where did that come from? Today, Joseph is going to share with us how terror is real and how we are to prepare for this kind of threat. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to the show. Please tell us a little bit about your history and how you got led to write about the book Terror Strikes.
Yes. Well, first of all, obviously, thank you for having me. And I've been writing. There was a while I was writing and recording music, but I've always kind of continued writing stories. And most of my stories come to me through a dream. And Terror Strikes coming soon to a city near you is no different. It actually came to me in 2006. I put together a beginning, a middle, and an end. I published what I had locally, but I felt it was lacking something. And indeed, 15 years later, the dream came back in 2021, and I'm like, okay, I get it now. This many years past 9/11 is the obvious time this book needs to come out because people have forgotten, people have become complacent. People aren't realizing another 9/11 is, of course, their goal, but a bigger plot like that is easier to fulfill now that we're more vigilant and aware that those things are going on. So the greatest threat are smaller cells or even lone wolves that can pop off anytime, any place, and we need to be aware of that. So 2022, the book dropped internationally and was indeed the absolute right time to come out with that.
We are going to, with your book, Terror Strikes, which is a bestseller out there, we are going to run the trailer on this version of the podcast so people can see it.
Thank you very much for showing the trailer. A lot of other people put a lot of good work in that. It's really sharp, if I do say so myself. I wanted Google to see what the biased AI might spew back as black swan. And I don't really disagree with what they said. And some examples, and again, you know, this will resonate with probably majority of people. There will be some behind the scenes in the know that would, or dare say others behind the scenes, should have known, could have known, and indeed some may have known bits and pieces, but didn't act to stop things. And in fact, some may allege they wanted to let them happen. That's a whole other thing from false flag or wanting it and allowing it to happen, as opposed to the basic definition of black swan that we come to understand. And they include the housing market crash of 2008. While I've been saying forever the bubble was going to burst, I'm saying again, the bubble is going to burst again. It's not if, but when. Things are out of control. But yeah, that would be a black swan to most people. And of course, 9/11, an obvious one. The COVID-19 pandemic, another obvious one. The hyperinflation crisis in Zimbabwe. Those are ones they list, and I think majority of people would kind of sort of agree under that black swan definition umbrella.
Yeah, and so my next question is really, because you're an expert in this stuff, tell me what your take is. What is a false flag? Tell us what that is.
Yes, well, false flag is, of course, like the Reichstag fire in Germany. A Nazi soldiers fighting the Moscow-backed communists. It's not like the 1930s today. They are all on the left, one big commie fascist blend. But then the Nazi soldiers were indeed very different from the Moscow-backed communists, and the Nazis, in order to gain more power control over the masses there, lit the Reichstag on fire themselves, what would be known as a false flag, so that you can blame another, as opposed to, as some would allege of 9/11, there were either incompetent or potentially some in our government that saw the writing because of Project Ojinka prior, that plane attacks were coming. It was a matter of if, not when. Or rather, when, not if, but they didn't speak up or speak out or do anything to prevent it. That, of course, is different than a false flag. That is just allowing something to happen that you know may for your own agenda.
That's a lot of good information. So finally, the primary goal of this podcast is to talk about how black swans lead into terrorist attacks. And what's on my heart and probably the audience's heart is, give us a recap how our audience can simply prepare and receive peace over these kinds of threats. What's been your experience about how people can deal with the fact that terrorist threats are out there?
I'm not trying to sell fear porn, but I do preach and wrote an article online just a few days ago mentioning the show, and that situational awareness, at least to a degree, is needed. I'm not asking people to, like the CIA spy thriller movies, the guy goes into the cafe and buries himself in a corner so everybody's in front of him, and he's always paranoid on guard that somebody's going to come in after him. So the bigger threat now is smaller, softer targets, or lone wolf, that those plots may not get interceded into and foiled. It can happen anytime, any place. Again, like general crime, can happen anywhere. So do not be an emoter. Do not be among the people who panic. Like, remember the Ariana Grande concert from a few years ago. What actually happened inside the event, not important as to the point here of understanding a modicum of situational awareness and self-preparation that you will be a thinker, not a panicker, because most of those people were injured or died because they panicked and they got in the group of people that then stampeded and trampled others. So, yes, you've got to be aware that if something happens, okay, is that immediate threat still an ongoing threat to me and in my immediate orbit that it is a threat, or instead of fight or flight fade, right? If a shooter is 100 yards over there, you're better off to fade behind the seat rather than join the stampede, because what does the shooter want? A big group of people to target. You're less of a target hiding in that case than getting involved in that stampede, who are easy pot shot targets.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is really very good, because what it did, it just told me exactly the difference between a black swan and situational awareness, which I think is a great way for every one of us to think about these things. If we understand our situation awareness, then we're going to be more prepared. Appreciate your time today. Blessings to you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me. And indeed, again, I'm not trying to make people paranoid. I just want you to be a thinker, not a panicker.
Well, I really appreciate what Joseph had to share today, and hope that you all were blessed with his up-to-date and important information. Please help us to help you to be a WWT informed. Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tabs on our channel, and we'll send you advance notices about the upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guide. It comes in through a link, or a QR code is embedded on each episode that will take you to our landing page. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat, you have our permission to download and share our episodes and free action guides with your friends and family. This is John White, the host of the WWT Podcast. Please check out Joseph's books and valuable content. And thank you, and blessings to all of you and your families.